East Coast Breakfast.
You really about to do it?
It's a Thursday and you might be feeling a bit, maybe that you don't have the motivation to go for the rest of the week. But I have some motivation for you. It's not Monday, so I can't say Monday motivation. So here's some Thursday motivation.
So 36 years ago today, right here waiting, went to number one, where it stayed for 3 weeks in a row and became my biggest hit all around the world. And to think that I almost didn't record it. I thought it was too slow and too soft for the music that I was making back in 1989. In fact, I tried to give it away to Barbara Streisand, who said, and I quote, "Beautiful melody, but I'm not going to be right here waiting for anybody." So, here's to rejection. May it serve you as well as it served me.
So yes, happy anniversary, Richard Marx, for Right Here Waiting.
Sheesh.
And shout out for waiting.
Thank you, Barbara Streisand, for not taking it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Kid Cudi was involved with Cassie. He's a rapper, and it was during the time that she was dating Diddy. And now he's done a podcast, and he's chatted a bit about his relationship and his life at the time when allegedly Diddy tried to, well, broke into his house, burnt his car. And this is what he had to say about it.
It was crazy, man. Like, in the moment, it was just crazy. I had a hard time understanding if it was reality. Like, I was like, am I in a movie?
Yeah, crazy wild. Crazy wild art heist in Pringle Bay. It's been a brazen overnight theft, and they've stolen 7 sculptures worth R1 million. And left a sentimental wound apparently as well. So the stolen works, they was by celebrated South African artists Anton Smith and Janko De Beer, and obviously have significant financial value. But I'm not sure how in the middle of the night people came through and stole massive sculptures. But it happened, and hopefully the police will find them. And then moving further abroad, but staying at home, Shaka Ilembe. So Shelley Masondo, she's the acclaimed costume designer celebrated for captivating work in the TV series Shaka Ilembe, took to the international stage at Comic-Con in San Diego early in July. And she's come back to South Africa and speaking about her experience and what it was like and to be on the panels internationally. So she's just basically said that she didn't even expect to find herself in that space. And when the invite came through, she was in absolute disbelief. So obviously sharing it with the production team and saying that it's so big and she had to go and she made her way there. And it's really amazing to see South Africans doing great things internationally and being, I guess, lauded and invited by an international stage and community and given that I guess, credit we deserve.
No, Shaka is a legend. He's legend the world over. Shaka. In actual fact, there's Shaka Zulu fan groups in literally every suburb of KZN. Mm.
Really?
As well, yeah. And in Phoenix, the fan group is called Shaka Laka.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.